And the thing in the explaining you should read. And we should try to follow. Then we can clear our heart. Mention.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that even though one may become free from the desire for primitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for primitive activity comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. However, the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, described as kutinati, fault finding or duplicity, and pratisasa, the desire for name and fame and for high position, jivahimsa, envy of other living entities, and nishidachara, accepting things forbidden in the shastra. Calm desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity. The word kutinati means duplicity. As an example, one may attempt to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur by living in a solitary place. One's real desire may be for fame and name.
I know some devotees, Western, they went to Puri. They could not go to state darshan of Jagannath Baldev Grand Temple. But in Gopinath Temple, in Haridas Thakur Samadhi, Bhajan, Siddha Bhakti, they can go with people. So one devotee, anyhow, he gets more than $1,000 to anyone who was there, Indian. And they told that you should give me the same mala which is kept here and Haridas Thakur was chanted in. And he took $1,000 and he stole away and he gave to you. Then the devotee thought that, oh, I will chant by this mala and I will be liberated and I will have it. But he was offensive. So imitation only will not do. Listen, I know nowadays all want to have big malas of 5 kilos, not less. They cannot chant, but they here also big tulsi and that Radhe Radhe, it is written on that. Yeah. Or this will not do. All tradition. Try to chant and remember purely and associate with people. So he is saying.
One's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur just because one lives in a holy place. These are all material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, women and money. In this way, the heart will be again filled with dirty things and become harder and harder, like that of a materialist. Gradually, one desires to become a repeated devotee or an avatar incarnation.
But what is meaning?
They think that they become
manifestation. Now so, there are so many like this, avatar. They have no belief in God and they want to be guru. And after some days they like the germ of clay. You know clay? Now there are so many gods in India also, here also. So don't be like that. website to be sure to do. No duplicity should be there. We see that from birth they are duplicated. Very simple, very simple. And always honoring devotees. This is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to bring all this so that all the system. Jivinsa. Jivinsa means violence. What violence? Not only by killing by hands or anything. By sun, by mind, by heart. We should not be like this. And you should take empty from our heart. If you want to be free, don't criticize any Vaishnava. This is also true. By tongue, by word, by heart. So you should try to follow all this. Have no lobe to free for worldly things. If I saw anything, I must have this thing. Oh, my relative, and never have very good car, but I do not. This is the simple. Be simple, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhaluna Kaibe or Bhaluna Pariya Mani Mana Bhai Sadhati. Bhaluna Kaibe. Don't take delicious food. Only prasadam, remnant, very simple. Otherwise, your son and come up will be ruined. You cannot control your lust and other things. A Bhaluna Pariya, not good. Waiting, royal waiting. Don't try to follow. You should follow Raghunath Das Goswami, Jesus, and others. It will help. So first you should clear all these things, and then your heart with your grand Jagannath, Baldev, Shrivastra. Next day, for Jagannath festival work. You should know that who is Jagannath, who is Baldev Prabhu, and who is Shivastra. I told the story, you remember? All? Pallava, first. In the beginning. You should know the first easiest story written in Quran, how Jagannath, Baldev, and Shivastra. They were first in Neel Madhav state, only one, but after some time they appeared like Jagannath Baldev. Then I will tell other reasons and about God.
Once upon a time, in a kingdom called Avanti, there used to live a king. His name was King Indrajumna. He was very pious and religious and very devoted. He had a desire that he wanted to
marry Vajrayana. Oh, priest, very high class of devotee. He gave the hands of that lady, Lalita name, in the hands of his husband, that Vidyapati. And he told, oh, you are seeing, here is fire. And he brought a deity of any deity. And so you will have to promise that I will maintain whole life this And to girl he told, you will have to promise that whole life, this will only be my husband. And I will start. I will help in devotion. If you are not keeping the words, these promises, and in the meantime you will give up your husband, then you will be culprit and offensive, and you will have to go to hell. And Jam Maharaj, passengers will come and to take away. And for husband he told, but you should keep always in this mind. If you divorce your wife, then you will be culprit. You should never be excused, and then you will have to go to hell. Because sun is here, witness, chandra is witness, air is witness, fire is witness, and deities are also. If you are falling being a devotee, well, and not, then you are guilty. And if you realize, all this world is false. These relations are false. Only Krishna is my beloved, like Raghunath Das Krishna. Then he will be quite absorbed in satisfaction. He will forget everything, these worldly relations. And he then may be like renowned order. If not by danda, but even he is not. He is not being. If he has given up for his satisfaction. So we should try to know all these things. If you are not solving, then only chanting will not do. Only remembering will not do. You should try to follow Anya Abhilashita Sunnam Dhyan Paramatma. And what I have to know. You should be like this. Like Indian culture, Vedic culture, you should be like that. Those who attend Mohan, but now from beginning, now you should be like that. Don't be lusty. If there is lust, then he should be given. This kind of people, you should be. Mahaprabhu has told, reminded so many times, Sri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta, those who are Mayavadi, Advaita Mayavadi, and those who are having lust, changing all these things, always in bad ages, having so much lust, oh, they cannot be people. This is Mandi. They can be married with process for whole life. Okay. After that, what became? Then come to Jagannath Baldev.
After the marriage, the husband of his daughter, name was Lalita Sundari, he observed that his father-in-law, he goes out during the night time and he returns during the midday, next day, in the afternoon. And when he comes, so much nice fragrance comes out of his body and he looks so blissful and beautiful. And the effect is so mystical, but it is so affecting to the heart and pleasing that he is fully attracted to see when he comes. So Vidyapati was amazed that why is that and how is it that. So he inquired from his wife that where your father goes and what does he do, that when he comes, so much nice fragrance and aroma is coming from his body. Lalita Sundari told to her husband that, oh dear husband, of course, my father has told me not to speak about this to anyone because this is very confidential subject matter. But because you are my husband, so I cannot conceal anything from you. So I must tell you that my father, he goes to worship Sri Neela Madhav, who is very nearby on a hilltop. And he does that, and when he comes, so because he has offered so nice, intimate, devotional worship to the Lord, his body is also having the aroma of that wonderful beauty. Now Vidyapati, when he heard these words of his wife, that his own father-in-law goes to worship Sri Neela Madhav, and he has been on the mission to search Neela Madhav, he was very much delighted. He felt that as if his mission has been accomplished. Now he insisted that if she can make arrangement that her father can take Vidyapati to that duty. Now when Vishwavasu Sagar, after worshipping Sri Neela Madhav, he came to his house, then Lalita Sundari, his daughter, very nicely and in an affectionate manner, she went and sat down in the lap of his father, her father, and then pressing his cheek and saying, she was saying, "Oh dear father, can you give me one boon? Can you give me one benediction?" And father lovingly said, "Of course, my everything is for you. My whole life is meant for you. I shall fulfill all your desires and I shall make you happy as you want." And she again insisted, "No father, but this time I am asking something very, 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 very difficult to give. Can you give me?" And then Vishwavasu Sagar assured again and again that yes, I shall fulfill what you want. Then she spoke that, "Please take my husband to take the blessings of Sri Neela Madhav." And when Vishwavasu Sagar heard this word, he became silent and grave. How could that be possible? He had never taken anyone. No one knows in this world that how confidentially in a secret manner Vishwavasu Sagar is worshipping the beauty of Sri Neela Madhav. But then the girl said, "If you will not take my husband, then there is no point in my life to live. If I cannot satisfy and serve my husband, then I shall die. So if you will not take my husband, I will go and I will die, or I will take poison, because there is no meaning to my life." Hearing this word from his daughter Vishwavasu Sagar, his heart melted and he could not control his sentiments. He said, "Yes, okay, I will take him, but there is one condition. And the condition is that I'll put blindfold on his eyes. And when I take him to the place, then I'll open his eyes. He can take darshan. And on the way back, I'll again put blindfold on his eyes so that he doesn't know the way." So she agreed, and happily she came to her husband and informed her about the whole conversation with her father. And when the day came that Vishwavasu Sagar was ready to take that boy, his son-in-law, to Sri Neela Madhav darshan, then she, in a very nice, intelligent manner, because she was very clever, she gave him some mustard seed in a small bag. And he kept that bag in his pocket, and as they were going through the zigzag way over to the top of the hill to take darshan of Sri Neela Madhav, Vidyapati was dropping one seed one after another on the whole track, falling up to the point when they reached Sri Neela Madhav. Upon reaching the temple, he took off the blindfold from the eyes of Vidyapati, and Vidyapati said, "The beautiful darshan of Sri Neela Madhav." He immediately fell flat on the floor, saying his obeisances. And Vidyapati Sagar told him that he waited for 3 minutes. "I will go and I will collect the paraphernalia for worship, flowers, fruits from the nearby forest. And then after worshipping, we will go back to our home." Saying these words, Vidyapati left to collect the paraphernalia for worshipping. And Vidyapati was sitting in the temple and he was observing the surroundings. And then he noticed that outside the temple there was a pond. And the pond was filled with very fresh and fragrant water. And on one side of the pond there was a tree, and a branch of the tree was leaning over the water. And a crow was sitting on the branch of the tree. Somehow the crow, he felt asleep or slipped, and he fell into the pond. And he fell and he died at once. But a wonderful, amazing, astonishing thing happened. And what was that? That the same crow who fell in the water and died, he came out as a four-handed form of Vishnu. And immediately Garuda came down from the Vaikuntha planet and he took him on the plane and he went back to Vaikuntha planet. He was liberated. Just by setting the sacred water of that pond. Vidyapati, when he saw this wonderful scene, he could not control himself, and he immediately ran towards the tree and tried to go onto the branch and jump in the pond so that he can also quickly go to Vaikuntha. Because why to wait? This is so easy. And as he made that attempt and he went onto the branch to jump off, he heard an aerial sound, and he heard, "Oh Brahman, you should not do this. You should not give up your life, because there is a very special purpose that you have to fulfill. You are here on a mission. You have taken my darshan and you know about this wonderful thing you should go and describe the whole information to King Indradumna. And then afterwards you will see that you will get my mercy. Hearing the words, Vidyapati came down and he again went to the temple room. And after a while, Vidyapati Sadhu returned to the temple and they both worshipped the Lord and then they returned to the home. But before this, when he was worshipping the deity Sri Neela Madhav, Sri Neela Madhav spoke to Vidyapati Sadhu that, "Oh, dear Sadhu, you have been serving me for so many years and I am very pleased by your service. But now I am desiring a royal service from King Indradumna. And this Vidyapati has been sent by him to search for me. So now you please make arrangement that I can go to him." Vidyapati Sadhu, when he heard this word, then he could not bear the forthcoming separation from his beautiful and loving deity. He has been serving Sri Neela Madhav for so many years. How he could let Sri Neela Madhav go away just like this? So what he did, when he returned back to home, he captured and imprisoned this Vidyapati, so that if he will not leave the house, then King will not know, and then no problem, he can go on worshipping Sri Neela Madhav. But then again, his own daughter insisted again and again to release and let her husband go. Then Vidyapati agreed, and then Vidyapati, after getting released from the imprisonment of Vidyapati Sadhu, he came back to his kingdom and reported the whole matter to his king Indradumna.
Especially that pond, that incident of crow.
Hearing all this information, the whole description, what has happened and how he has reached there and so many wonderful things he saw there, King Indradumna, he became so eager immediately to go and quickly bring the Lord in his kingdom. He ordered all his army, he ordered all the ministers and everyone, all the relatives to get ready. And next day, they made a time that they will march towards Sri Sri Neela Madhav and with all due honor, they will bring the deity to his kingdom. Now, following Vidyapati, because Vidyapati knows the direction, they reached that place, that village of the Shavar, where Vidyapati had previously come. But they saw, when they reached the hilltop of Sri Neela Madhav, that the whole hilltop was covered with the sand from ocean. And there was no sign of temple, there was no sign of Sri Neela Madhav. Now King became so disappointed and disheartened that, "Oh, I made all this endeavor, I got the information, I came here, but the Lord does not want to give me darshan. I'm so wretched, I'm not so qualified, I have no qualification to serve him. So what is the point of my living?" So he sat down on a hunger strike that he will save his life up by not eating, by not drinking water. And as the king sat down, for 2 days he heard again the aerial sound telling him that, "Oh king, do not worry, I am very happy that you want to serve me, but I shall come to you in the form of a trunk of a tree flowing in the ocean." And he told him that you will find this log of tree on Bankim Mohana, a place near Chakrateep. And this log will be marked by 4 signs, the conch shell, the dish, the club, the lotus flower. And then after duly worshipping the log, he can make 4 duties out of that log, Sri Jagannath, Sri Baladev, Sri Subhadra Devi and Sudarshan Chakra. And then he can worship them.
And then it will be the fruit of serving Neela Madhav. Same Neela Madhav in 4 forms.
And he can make a very beautiful temple for the deity and give them royal worship, royal service. Hearing this, the king was again very happy to hear the sound of the words of the Neela Madhav, and with great enthusiasm he came upon that spot where he was given the direction. And with all his army and everyone, they were waiting that the block will be coming. And after 2 days they saw a very big block was flowing towards that side. And as it came nearby, the king ordered his army, his soldiers, very big elephants to go and get and bring that lodge in a very nice, respected, in a careful manner, so that they can do the needful and follow the rest of the instructions, what they heard in the aerial sound. As the servants of the king, they approached the lodge and they tried to take him out of the water, he could not do anything. It was so heavy, he tried with so many elephants, but yet he could not move it in even an inch. Again, the king was disheartened, and he was thinking what to do, and again the aerial sound came, and the voice said, that, O king, now you should go and you should bring that Shabar, the king of the Shabar, Vishwabhasu, your father-in-law, and you should also bring Vidyapati, your priest. They should both come and they should both judge each side, and then I'll automatically come towards the throne. And then also you should arrange a very nice chariot on which I'll be placed. So king followed the instructions, and then Vidyapati and Vishwabhasu Shabar, they entered the water, and after worshipping, paying obeisances, they invited the Lord to come out of water. And just by the touch, very easily, Lord came out of water. And then, after bringing him on the chariot, they brought him to a place where they will make four duties out of the Lord. The king, he made the announcement all over his kingdom that all the experts, heart painters, who can make very beautiful duties with very nice eyes and good shape, they should come and they should make duties out of this law. So many came, so many carpenters who were so expert and also had been doing this job for so many years, they came to the king, and king said, okay, you should try. Now all of them, after duly worshipping their instruments and tools, they came, and when they tried to carve duties out of this law, none of their tools could do anything. In fact, the two broke when they touched the log. Now the king was thinking, what to do again? I'm not able to do anything. And as he was worrying, one old Brahman approached him. And this Brahman requested the king, but okay, if you allow me, then I can do this service for you. In 21 days, I can make beautiful four duties from this log. But I have one condition. And the condition is that you will not open the door for 21 days, and I'll be inside and I will lock it from inside. For 21 days, nobody should disturb, nobody should open. If you open, then I will leave the work therein. The king agreed to the condition, and the Brahman entered in a hall which was built for this purpose, and he locked him inside. And the work went on for one, second, third day like this. At the 14th day, the queen told the king that within 14 days this old Brahman has been inside, and we are not hearing any sounds of carving the duty also. What has happened? And we haven't asked even for a glass of water, no eating, no food stuff. Maybe he has died. So as they were thinking, the ministers, who were very intelligent and wise, they told the king that we should wait for that Brahman, because that Brahman was not ordinary. That Brahman named Maharana, he was not ordinary Brahman, because he tried so many carpenters, they could not do anything, but he is doing, that means he is a very special person. We must listen to his advice and we should wait for 21 days. But when the queen insisted, the king could not control himself, and he ordered the door to be broken. Then on the order of the king, the door was broken, and then when the king entered, he saw they were three main deities and Sudarshan Chakra, but these deities were not in a complete form. The hands were not completed, the lower part was not completed, and eyes were big, were not given the proper shape, and the Brahman was not there anymore. They searched all around, but they could not find that old Brahman. Then the minister told the king that, I told you, this Brahman was no one else but Jagannath Dev himself. He came there, and he was doing the service, and he interrupted. Now king was feeling again very disheartened and offensive. He thought, I made an offense to the deity. Now what shall I do? Now there is no hope for me. I shall give up my life. And again he tried to make an attempt to commit suicide by not eating anything. But again the aerial sound came, and Jagannath Dev spoke to him. Oh king, is it luminous? You should not be worried, because there is one special purpose. It's my desire to manifest myself in this special form. So now you shall make a very huge, beautiful temple, and you should install these deities there, and you should offer royal service to these deities, because this is my desire to manifest myself in this form of the Jagannath, Balabhadra, and Sudarshan. bull.
Now, the king, as he did all the service on the orders of Sri Jagannath Dev, Sri Jagannath Dev very mercifully, he asked the king, because he was very pleased from the service of king, he told the king to ask for benediction. And the king said, "No, I am very happy to serve you, I don't want any benediction." But Jagannath Dev said that you must stay, because my darshans are never go in vain. You have done so much service, so I shall fulfill your desire. Then first the king said that I want that you should eat so much in the day that your hands should not become dry. That you should eat and you should wash your hands. You should eat and then you should wash your hands. And
whole
your darshan, whole day you should keep eating, and your darshan should only be closed for 4 hours, not more than that. And whole all rest of the time, everyone should take your darshan. You should mercifully give chance to everyone to take darshan and service all the time. And Jagannath Dev became very happy and he said, "So shall it be. But you should ask something for yourself. I want to give you something." And then King Devadatta said, "Okay, if you really want to give me something, then give me the boon that I should not have any progeny. No more generations. I don't want any children." And Jagannath Dev smiled and he said, "Why you want that?" And Indradumna said that, King Indradumna said, "Because when my child, my children will grow up, then what they will do? They will claim the proprietorship of this temple. They will say, 'Oh, we are the owners,' and they will take all the pranami and all the donations, and they will try to control you. So I don't want. No one, no children, then no problem. And you should yourself make arrangements for your service, that who you want to take service from." And Jagannath Dev, he was very happy and he said, "So shall it be." And he told that now you should, this Vidyapati priest, he has been married twice. He is a Brahmin. When he was in the kingdom of his king Indradumna, he was married to a Brahmini wife. And second marriage was given to the daughter of Vikravati Sabar, who was Sabari. So he said, from these two wives, the sons or the descendants of the Brahmini wife, they should do my worship, and the Sabar, they should go and arrange my cooking all the time. And the descendants of the Bishop of the Sabar, they will be serving me for 15 days during this Rath Yatra festival.
10 days. Thank you. So, this is first history for that Nil Madhav Prabhu, Nil Madhav, they infested him in soul. And every year on this very day he manifested himself. That would be called festival for him. So each year less and less devotees assembled there for card festival. But there was other reasons. That is Krishna himself manifested like Jagannath Baldev. We will tell all these very beautiful stories, histories tomorrow. And so many things, tomorrow is also Hera Panchami, very good function. And so many gold siddhant there, a dialogue between Srivas Pandit and Sarup Damodar, and also a dialogue from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar. Very, very high class of siddhant. We will discuss all these things in these 4 or 5 days. Very, very good instruction. If you would have here all these classes, with very honor, I think your heart will be clear. And you will have pure devotion to Radha and Krishna. And then you can be happy for it. Even your transcendental, constitutional form will come in the quickly atman. So try to hear it very carefully and with honor and with
Thank you.
presently and very strong. Go, Ramana.